Saita per Gimel Mishnah Hey. We learned in the previous Mishnah that lav dafka, that the Saita who is found guilty al yedei the Mayim Hamorim will be punished right away. It could be that the Schus HaTayra will be toiler for her. So the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Schus toiler b'mayim Hamorim. The Einish is the Einish. The Schus cannot, Schusim of the woman will not push off the punishment. Same way if she's punished in Bezdin, if she's found guilty, and a Bezdin found her with Hasro, with Edim, they would kill her right away. Schus HaTayra. That you'll speak to the Bezdin Shomala. Over here in the Bezdin Shomata, she'll be killed. So the same thing is true with the Mayim Hamorim. You're going to cause a problem. If that would be, Reb Shimon argues his case. If you would say that it could be pushed off, Made ato asamayim b'fnei kol hanoshim ashoisos. Made means to make deo as a loshon of, you make dark the, so to speak, there's a clarity here. Somebody did an avera and they're punished publicly. There's a certain message, there's a certain impact that makes. You're going to take away the whole effect that the Mayim Hamorim has because nobody's going to believe that they're going to die. Nobody's going to be scared to drink. And any woman who's in that situation won't be moida. We spent a perek ago trying to convince the woman to be moida, not to have to drink the water. And that's not going to come about. Because they'll all be toiler b'schus, that it could be nitcha. They're not going to be scared. U'moitziata shem ra'ala toiru sheshosu. And those that drank and came out clean, instead of the maskana, oh, they weren't mizana. No, maybe they were mizana. Maybe schus is toiler. Sho'imrim t'meya sein al shetolzalam schus. So Reb Shimon makes a very convincing case that it's a michshul. It goes against the whole idea of what the Torah wants from the Mayim Hamorim in the first place. Rabbi Yoimer, no. Haschus tell him a Mayim Hamorim. The schus will push off the Einish, but there has to be an immediate effect. Ve'enia ledes. What will be the immediate effects that this woman won't give birth? Ve'ena mashbachas. Hare, the Torah says, and then the Pasuk Chofches, V'mloi nitmo isho Torah, V'nikso, she's found clean, V'nizra o zora, she'll have children. So the Einish that will be nira, V'nikir miyad, will be that she won't have children, V'ena mashbacha, she won't be yofer, Adar Abba, she'll wilt away, El misnavna v'hoileches, she'll become more undesirable, that's a midah k'negan midah, L'soifi meisa b'yisa misa. So the day of Rebbe is that that's enough to take away the mikshul. Reb Shimon holds it's not enough. Since it's not nikim miyad, so really that's the mikshul is still there. Mishnah Vav, nitmeis minchoso ad shaloi kitcha b'kli. Let's say her mincha became tomei. The mincha has to be kosher. In order for the mayim to do its job effectively, the mincha that she brings has to be kosher. If it's nitma ad shaloi kitcha b'kli, before it goes into a klisha, sarei kachol ha-menochos. The halacha is that the soilus, which became tomei, before it was put into a klisha, before the nesina b'klisha, it's a klal in korban mincha, that it's not niskadish. A behema that's a korban becomes kodesh b'kedushas korban as soon as you say, arei zeh le'oilo. Mashenkin, the mincha, only when it's put into klisha. So this is really a general rule. We've spoken this out, but here's where the Mishnah speaks it out. And could be it's more of a chiddush, the Mepharshim say, in Mincha Soita, because since you don't have the regular components of Shemen and Levina, so you would think that the kiddush of the Mincha takes place before it's put in the Klisharis. Shteit in the Mishnah that no, Vitipode doesn't have kiddushas agof of a carbon, and therefore if it becomes Tamei, you can be poided, and it's Yotza L'chulin, and the Mois of the Pidyon will be used to buy another carbon Mincha. This, by the way, is an important principle in Yone Kotchim. A behema that's niskadish, that means something that has kedushas haguf of a korban, or a klisharis, which is part of the migdosh, cannot be yoitz. It's not kodosh because it belongs to hagdish. It's kodosh because it has kedusha, it's ro'ui for a korban. So memela, it can't be yotzal pidyon. The concept of pidyon is a monetary pidyon, is a monetary din. So pidyon of hagdish exists only when something doesn't have kedushas haguf anymore, or when something never had Kiddush Sagov. So if you have a carbon that became a Balmum, it still has the din of a carbon. And there's a whole mahalach in how and what you're supposed to do with it. But it doesn't have the regular pidyon. You can't get rid of kedushas aguf ayde pidyon. So over here that it's not in Scottish kedushas aguf, before it's put in the klisharis, it became tomei. You already magdish the sellers, but it only has kedushas domin that it belongs to hagdish. That's redeemable. Vitipoda. But the money, the ownership of it, the hegdish has to be transferred onto the money, and the money has to be used for oisei kedusha. The money was set aside for a korban mincha. Then we have this barichus in the Maseches Shkolim, and this is one of the basic principles in kachin. The im mishakitcha b'kli, once it was put into the kli, areka cholam enochois, that it has a din of tumah saguf v'tisarif, and it's irredeemable. There's no pidyon. Similarly, it has to be burnt with psulei hamikdashim. Ve'elu sheminchaseim nisrofois. Which women, the mincha, even though it was put already into the klisharis, so it can't have pidyon, and now the mincha is rendered unroy, unfitting for akrova, and ma'amela it's oimid li'sarif. Ho'imeres t'mei anilach, the woman's maidah, there's no point bringing the carb. The carb is only brought in order to be makshu the mayim. V'shabolo edim shi'tmeh, same idea, if edim come, there's no chiddush in that, both of them are clear yediyas. V'imeres eni shoysa, a woman says, I don't want to drink, so ma'amela the carbon shouldn't be brought, because it's not a hechshu anymore to bring the mayim. V'shabaylo eni roitza lashkoysa, the same way she could say eni shoysa, the husband could also say eni roitza lashkoysa. V'shabaylo bo'olel baderech, if the husband was nikshon, he was bo'olel. So we spoke out earlier that the Torah says v'nikisa, it's only if the husband's innocent of any wrongdoing. Over here he was mizana with her. She has a din of being asur loya. Soita, that was a woman that was nisyachit, that is asur labaylo. So Mel, since he's not guilt-free, the mayan won't be effective. Mel, the carbon's not worth anything. V'chola nisuois l'koyanim min chesem nisrofois. The regular din of a carbon mincha is that a mashu, the koymitz, is put on the mizbeah, the rest is eaten by kohanim. But the halacha is that a minchas koyim zegzeres hakosuv, that a minchas koyim, a chol minchas koyim kol tir loisa ochel, in Parshas HaMenachos, the Torah says. Therefore, the halacha is that the wife of a koyim, the same way she eats truma, and the same way she has other dinim of kahuna, so this din also she has. She has a din of a koyim. It's also because the koyim mincha over here is brought from his money. So it's his mincha as well as hers. It's bala kaparosa, but he's the bala carbon. He's the bala carbon, she's the miskaper with the carbon. Either way, it's shaykh tekuna, semelis nesrofis. Now the Gemara has a lomdisha taina, it's a Gemara davov, has a lomdisha taina on the din of vishabo lo edim shitmeh, which l'chor is a pashta din. The same way if she's moida, if they're edim, so then we know for sure she's mad. There's no point in drinking the water. So the carbon is useless, meaningless. But the Gemara has a taina. That's not only, the Gemara brings a shita, that it's not only, it's a discussion back and forth in the Gemara, not only when Edim come is the Mayim ineffective, it's even when there are Edim that haven't come yet to Bezdin. So the Gemara asks the following taina. Turns out that, let's say a Karb Mincha was Niskadish, it was put into a Klisharis, Edim show up at the last second before she drank, and they say she's tmeil, okay? Done. They don't give her the water. They're not makriv the carbon mincha. Edim came. But the real truth of the matter is that the mayim would not have been effective anyways. From when? From as soon as the maisa was done, edim were there. As soon as she was nisyakit. It's now nizgala that the edim were there in the first place. Oy bazoi, the fact that the mayim would not have been effective was here before. Im Kain, the whole being Mekadish, the Mincha, was a toys. Hegdish betoys is not Hegdish. We learned in Maseches Nozer, we pass in that way. So the whole being Magdish, the Karb Mincha, it was betoys because there was no point. It would have been ineffective. It's only in the case where she's Moida, where the husband says, I don't want her to drink. She says, I don't want to drink. Those are all things that were Niskadish later on. After she was already about to drink, she panicked. The mincha was already in the Skadish, there's no toys. But in the case with her Edim, it turns out that the way Edim did B'Shas Tavera. Oy bazoi huvra l'dov l'mafre l'chor tzemekach toys. So one pshat in the Gemara is to say, doichik, no, they're being made that she was mezana now in the Azorah, after the Karm, which is beyond the doichik. The other pshat explains Enochanami. In this case, it was Taka Tois. The Tois Yonti brings the Gemara that it, the Chazal saw fit to, in this case, burn the carbon, but it should be like all the other carbonists that are rendered ineffective. But Be'etzim, you could just undo the carbon mincha. It's not a carbon. It was Taka Tois. Interesting shakal gatayin.